If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's High Society Radio, brought to you by MoreLikeRadio.com.
I thought we were brought to you by Liquor Brain.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Liquor Brain is an interesting term, and we'll get into that later. MoreLikeRadio.com, that's the podcast network we're part of. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is Facebook.com/High Society Radio. And the Reddit subreddit is Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. If you post there, Chris will probably talk to you.
Probably.
That's better than definitely for me. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Shine.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And this is High Society Radio. We bring all the important topics that you'll ever need to listen to at 7 o'clock on a Friday. It will make your life complete, set you up for the weekend. And Bronx Johnny will personally go to your house and party with you.
Hey, that'd be nice.
He would.
That's our new gimmick.
I get along with the listeners.
Bronx Johnny will come party with you.
It's a good time.
I don't see why you wouldn't want that. Bronx Johnny, you get messed
up. I can think of a few reasons why you wouldn't want that.
Oh, like what?
He gets pretty drunk.
I get pretty drunk.
Yeah, you get messed up.
He accuses you of things that didn't happen.
Says the guy that fucking almost lost a weapon a couple fucking weeks back and shit.
I did. I just woke up hungover and couldn't find it.
You asshole. It's a nice fucking thing. At least you have it, though. That's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Good.
Shout out to a buddy that sent us that.
Jason from Connecticut.
That's the
Jason
man
from
right
Connecticut.
There.
You're a good man. I don't care what Johnny says about you.
I don't see
we're
shit.
Not on the air.
He does talk a lot of shit about Connecticut the time. He's like, all those fucking white people that live in Connecticut.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Fucking hate crackers. Would you like, go to Wesleyan College?
He's like, doesn't Yale suck? Is Yale in Connecticut?
I don't know. Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, Yale's in Connecticut. He's like, doesn't Connecticut suck?
He's like, yo, the Mean Street Posse is pussy, son.
The Mean Street Posse. Now, there's plenty of wrestling podcasts out there. And
several on More Like Radio.
And yes, of course, several on MoreLikeRadio.com. It's Friday, so you've probably heard all of your WrestleMania breakdowns. But we'll still talk about it anyway.
Great night.
Now, much like Breaking Bad and How I Met Your Mother, I jumped into WrestleMania without knowing anything that was going to happen. And this is my new favorite thing to do, is just bandwagon jump on the fun things that I have no idea what's going on.
I enjoyed WrestleMania. Stone Cold was there.
Oh, yeah.
The Rock was there in the same ring with
Hulk Hogan.
A dementia-ridden Hulk Hogan.
He sounded like he had Alzheimer's. And I was like, damn,
it's
you
really
got the
sad,
fucking state and the stadium wrong?
It's really bad.
That was crazy.
I don't know about that, buddy.
You look bad. Even my aunt, who doesn't watch wrestling, like, damn, Hulk Hogan's still in that fucking ring? I was like, whoa,
yeah, he is.
Trying to make that
I feel
money.
Like they brought him out on Raw, realized he wasn't going to be able to fucking cut it, and they just called Stone Cold and The Rock, and were like, guys, please?
Yeah.
Can you please come to WrestleMania?
What happened, you think? Like, Hogan had his head... I mean, wasn't he in the... Like, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Wasn't he a few years ago in the WWE?
Yeah.
No, it was a while ago. They said it was been 10 years.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Wow.
But he was in he was the manager of TNA or some shit.
He was like he was co-owner and shit. It wasn't too bad.
Enjoying your snacks on the
it's
air?
Very here. Good.
How about you just not chew into the fucking mic, Johnny? Please.
That's delicious.
Great. We're only on an hour a week, and you can't just not eat.
He's got low blood sugar. He just went to the doctor, you know. Johnny just went to the doctor yesterday.
I'm an old dude, son. My BP's up.
So, join the club. What's your blood pressure?
142 over 89.
Oh, it's so high. Shut up. My God.
What's your blood pressure? Like 400 over 7,000?
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Don't say things like that.
Your
heart is so enlarged it could pump oil out of the ground.
Can fat really be classified as blood? I guess there's blood in fat.
Now, you're looking good in that shirt, son. Way to
Thanks,
rock
dog.
It. Oh, yeah.
I got buttons on this shirt and shit. I look like a fucking mechanic.
We get you them BK Chris hats with some shits.
What hats?
The one like the black one you have, you usually wear like an old cabbie hat.
Oh, yeah.
Get him one in the
Nazi helmet. You know what I'm talking about.
I like those. They got a spike on the top.
No, those are like
oh, those
World
are World War
One.
One. Yeah, right.
God, Chris.
World War III is coming, man. You guys know what's going on in Japan right now where their prime minister is trying to revoke their pacifist constitution?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're very worried about China and Japan.
After World War II, they said they couldn't have a standing army.
Yeah, but they're trying to change that right now. They actually just legalized the export of arms for the first time since World War II.
Nice, God of War.
Hell yeah, mad samurai swords, fucking Gundams and shit.
The
would be good money.
Gundams. Looks like as soon as Japan got an army, they built giant robots that are easily destroyable.
They pretty much could if they wanted to. You know this already.
Yeah, but I mean, why have a... You could just nuke the giant robot, and then bam, it's done.
If you can hit it.
That shit.
If you can hit it.
Probably like teleport and shit.
Some of those guys are nice. You remember Exo Squad? That shit just hooks right up in your brain.
Hell yeah. Or Pacific Rim. Some shit like that.
Yeah, we're going to need them shits to fight the alien zombies or whatever.
I think it was one of the science magazines, and they did the math on Pacific Rim, and they found out that the human race would have, there was no way that we could have survived those attacks.
Really?
I'm glad they broke that down for us. Because I really thought that monsters were going to come out of a portal in the ocean.
Don't ruin it. Some people haven't seen it.
And the
it
only
yet.
Way to destroy them was with other giant robots, not, I don't know, nukes.
Or just, you know, big guns, anything. You'd think like a giant anti-aircraft gun could take down a fucking lizard creature.
You never know. We never faced no shit like that. We don't That's have true. Any. We've only built to kill people.
Do you guys know Independence Day 2 is coming out?
Yeah, yeah. They said that. I think Will Smith is not in it, though.
No, he's not.
Trying to get
right now, he's not in it.
I heard Hancock is in it, though. That's who saves us from the aliens.
Weird. Mm. going back to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't watched wrestling in a long time. I know who CM Punk is. Yeah. I was like, I hope CM Punk shows up, because I know that guy, and he... He seems like a dick, and that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, who's the crazy redneck that John Cena fought?
It's Bray Wyatt, son.
That guy's pretty cool.
He's pretty awesome.
Now I'm a 30-year-old man talking about wrestling now.
Fuck
but
that, son.
That guy's like a crazy redneck, huh?
Not really a redneck. More like a voodoo cult leader.
Yeah, he's supposed to be like a hillbilly snake handler or some shit.
It's like Jake Roberts-esque and shit. He's very good.
Also, did anybody see Jake Roberts' acceptance speech to the Hall of Fame?
That was very fucking
that was,
sad.
That was more entertaining than 3 hours of WrestleMania.
That I did watch. Shit was I watched that the night before.
God
He
damn.
Clearly was having a herpes outbreak. Did anybody else notice that?
Yeah, a little bit. On shit on his lips. I was like, oh, damn, Jake. But he's getting better. That DDP yoga shit was
very
entertaining. Up big time. It was sad.
I didn't think
I was doing drugs every day, drinking.
He's like, those are my heroes.
I cheated on every woman I was ever with.
At one point, he just took a baby out of the fucking crowd. I don't even think it was related to him and shit. Like, that little white boy right there, bring him here.
Yeah, that
wilding the fuck out.
That was beyond the mat, too, man.
That shit was terrible. I like, damn. He didn't even think DDP. He did. Scott Hall didn't think DDP.
Well, because he had the best ending. He said, the good times end, but bad guys don't. That's what he said. That's
pretty,
a good ending.
Yeah.
That's what Scarface would say if he was alive right now.
Probably.
And we all know he was just a Scarface ripoff. Yeah. It's sad, really.
Not worked, because at the time, nobody had really seen that movie.
No one had seen Scarface in the early 90s?
I'm pretty sure they had.
I think they started showing it on Channel 11 after Razor Ramon came out.
You bought it back.
That's when I saw it. Remember when they used to show it over 2 days with commercials on Channel 11?
Oh,
that's
wow,
when I saw Scarface.
Yeah, you're right. That took me back.
Like, what would you think of the height of Scarface's popularity?
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, when they started putting out the jackets?
I think it was when Cribs came out and just every rapper and athlete was like, yeah, I got one TV dedicated to Scarface. And then everybody had
100 times.
Yeah.
Assholes.
I watch Scarface like every day. And then they mentioned it in Paid in Full. Mm. The shit got realer in the hood when Scarface came out.
You know, it's coming up on 15 years since Paid in Full came out.
Damn, really?
We've talked enough about that movie that we should try to do something for the 15th anniversary of Paid in Full and try to, like, talk to the guys from that movie if we can get any of them.
I don't know. I feel like we could maybe get Cameron because we could just book him. But I don't think we could get Mekhi Phifer, Wood Harris.
Nah, neither of them.
We could probably get Nori. He was in that one scene.
Yeah. Or Damon Dash.
Yeah, I've been pushing for the Damon Dash interview. I think we really need to get Damon Dash on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He'd love us, except Johnny talks shit about him.
Be fine. Be very quiet.
So what? Were people happy with WrestleMania? I couldn't tell what was happening.
That crowd was fucking weird. Like, I know it's a big ass stadium, but it didn't really have too much noise.
All I know is the Shield handled business real fast.
Yeah, but that crowd was quiet for that match. It didn't make no sense. That was a good match.
I was hyped for that match. I liked it. It was very short.
That Undertaker match was.
I have another question. You guys know a little more about wrestling these days than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Are like the New Age Outlaws just like punks now? Like, they're not cool anymore?
No, they were just the tag champs a month ago.
Then why were they mocked out in the goddamn WrestleMania?
Because they're Triple H friends and shit. That's why they got jobs now and shit.
Yeah, they're mad corporate, bro.
But it's DX. It can't be corporate.
Yeah, they are.
Triple H
been
corporate.
They're part of the Authority and shit. That's DX now, the Authority and shit.
The fuck is the Authority?
You know what they are? They're hippies that sold out and became yuppies. That's what they are.
Really?
Yeah.
Except they kept the gear. They ain't sold out that bad.
I'll tell you one thing. That Road Dog's looking a little long in the tooth.
A little bit.
He doesn't have the dreads. That'll keep you young.
Nah, but if you had dreads, if you grew them out, he'd have mad white in them, too. He'd have to dye them and shit.
Ugh.
The Undertaker was looking old as fuck, son.
Because he is?
Brock Lesnar murdered that shit. I was like, damn.
Yeah, that was like a big deal, right? Like,
son, I was shocked. I've been watching wrestling most of my life. I've never been shocked like that before. I was like, he lost? What? I got up to piss. I was like, match is over. I heard two. I turned around like, what? This motherfucker kicked out. And then...
He was dressed like an old retiree from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah, in front. That mariachi hat kind of threw me off. I don't know what he was going for that. I was like, that was weird.
Spray tanned out.
So it's like Brock Lesnar, the man now or something?
Gotta be.
Well, Brock Lesnar's basically been, like, jobbing the entire time since they brought him back.
He beat CM Punk and he beat Triple H.
He's lost most of his matches, and he's lost the first match with almost everybody.
Yeah, but he usually gets that Rocky rage, and he wins the rematch and then the fucking match.
Whatever, I'm just saying. He's been jobbing. So I think what they're going to do with him now is they're going to do what they were doing with The Undertaker, 5 or 10 years ago, just bring him out a couple of times a year to scare the hell out of somebody who's acting uppity, you know what I mean? Like what they did with, like, Edge when he pissed off Vicky Guerrero. They brought back The Undertaker.
Fucking fucked up
Edge. Like, they're gonna do shit like that with Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar take over The Undertaker streak?
No, I don't think that's how it happens.
No, I think he should. I think he has to start winning at WrestleMania now.
He's not undefeated, though.
I think what they could do is they could just have, like, some weird fucking thing where The Undertaker starts kidnapping people around WrestleMania to make them fight each other to see who's the new Undertaker.
Like,
they could do that next year.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, they could do that. Well, he kidnapped mad people to create the corporate ministry. That was one of the best fucking wrestling gimmicks ever.
Yeah, half the company was in one stable.
It was great. But when he was just the ministry and he was crucifying people and fucking
left and right,
stealing their souls and shit.
Who destroyed the corporate ministry? Was it Stone Cold?
Stone Cold.
Of course it was.
All right, so a
beer beats religion. That's just a fact. Yeah.
A weird Texas redneck destroyed a cult tied in with a giant corporation.
Fuck yeah, son.
It's like a John Grisham fucking movie.
It's more like Escape from New York or something like that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, that's weird.
So your boy's got a political party, to segue. Ooh. Kim.com?
Really?
Yes. He's starting a political party in New Zealand.
Guess I know who I'm voting for when I walk the trail to Mordor.
Damn.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's got to find... he can't run for office because he doesn't have New Zealand citizenship yet, so he's got to find politicians that he can pay off so that he can run and put them into parliament.
Just pay him in bootlegs.
I mean, bootlegs are free. That's the whole point.
I don't know, I'm down with that. I'll vote for Kim.com. I'll move to New Zealand. I don't care. It seems pretty nice over there.
Hell yeah, you should just get down with him.
Oh, hell yeah. I bet he has an extra room in that giant house of his, too.
It's pretty big.
Like, what up, Kim? What up, son? I love bootlegs.
Oh, yeah.
I love not paying for shit. You were all about the cloud way before everybody else.
Hell yeah.
You know what you're doing.
He does look like Rob Ford, though.
A little bit.
Yeah, I'll bring Rob. He's much bigger than Rob Ford, though. He's Kim Dot Com's like 6'6 or something. He's a giant man.
He's like what? 400?
He should sumo wrestle.
Like 200, about 420, about there. Big boy. He's a fat motherfucker, man.
What he should do is wrestle in the WWE.
That would be great if he took over the Undertaker streak. That would be better.
Hell yeah.
If his move was just like putting people into the cloud, like somehow he just uploaded.
He just streams pay per views. Yeah. He's the guy that's been streaming pay per views the whole time and shit.
Oh, that's the gimmick. He's a heel.
He's just a heel streamer and shit. That'd be nice.
I'm down. Wait, he can't leave New Zealand though, right?
No, I don't think so. But
if I can't leave New Zealand, I might as well run New Zealand.
Exactly.
That's a super villain right there.
I think he's gonna get mad young people down at this party. He just called it the Internet Party.
Hey, I like the internet. I guess I'll join this party.
Hell yeah, internet party. That sounds way better than Republican. What does that even mean?
What's the internet party? A bunch of people drinking and writing on a message board? Is that like a live fucking... Is that
That's
live?
How they debate
Wait,
can, on message
is
boards.
Is there an app
shit?
So that I don't have to leave my house to vote now?
It's
internet party. Was it live tweeting while I watch Game of Thrones? It's so hot right now. I'm watching a TV show. I have to live tweet about it.
That's ridiculous. Why can't people just shut the fuck up and watch a show and say something afterwards?
Well, you know, during that WrestleMania, they kept on saying, like, number one trend worldwide, like, thank you, Taker, or whatever.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I did that shit on Facebook, but I was just like, damn. Crazy
So you were part
shit.
Of it.
At that point, yes, I was. I was
You're
shocked.
Part of that worldwide trend, dog.
That point, yes.
I just was hyped that Stone Cold came back. I thought he should have. I really wish he was stunned
like
Hogan.
Still go. Yeah, I thought he was going to do that, too, but no go.
I wish he would have pulled the gun. Start waving around.
That Harley Race. Harley Race apparently does that in real life sometimes.
Good.
Crazy motherfucker.
Party with him, Kim.com.
Shit.
I don't even care anymore. So overall, what do you think? How did WrestleMania go? Now, see, I'm a guy. I guess it was good. I don't know.
I thought it was really good compared to the last few years.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I
very much enjoyed WrestleMania.
I was impressed.
People really like that Daniel Bryan character.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. You're not a fan, though, right?
Not from what I saw last night, guys.
His arm was hurt. What did you want him to
do? Yeah, come on. He was injured and he still won. He got two belts now.
Underdog, B.
He's still like a little bitch, though.
Did you see that Triple H entrance, though?
Yeah, that shit was gangster.
He came out on the throne
hard.
With the fucking gold.
With mad bitches and shit.
Yeah, mad bitches.
Oh, yeah. He's a married man. His wife's in the ring.
It looked like something out of heavy metal.
Yeah. I got that shit on Blu-ray. Great movie.
You're a big fan?
I feel like they just did it because they knew they were on opposite the Game of Thrones premiere.
Yeah, they were throwing that up. But he's done that entrance before, not with all the gold shit, but he's had, like, skulls and stuff.
I wish he would just came out as Hunter Hearst Helmsley from Greenwich, Connecticut. Why'd he ever abandon that gimmick?
He kind of does that as a COO and shit now. Shaved his head and all that. Sold out. Or, yeah, as I say, bought in. Fuck.
Why not? I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just getting too old for this whole wrestling thing.
I don't know. No such thing, son. If I make it to 50, I'll probably still be watching that shit. It's like soap opera for men. You can't
don't
get
say that if I make it to 50. You'll make it, Johnny. Don't worry.
I don't know.
The BP's kind of high. Kind of worried right now.
British Petroleum?
No.
His blood pressure. Remember we were talking about that earlier? Just a little while ago.
What?
You all right?
My blood pressure is like 8,000 over 20.
Have your headaches come back again?
Oh, I'm constantly have headaches.
That's not fucking good at all, B.
Since when? I thought a headache means your brain is working really, really well.
Are you using that bike? I know you said you had a bike.
Oh, yeah. A bike around everywhere. A bike to work every day.
You were talking about it, yeah.
It's a fixie bike. It's a low rider.
You
want to
sell me the bike? I'll buy the bike off you. I need a bike.
I'll buy a bunch of Adderall off you. You got any? It's like having a bike.
There you go.
Well, I mean, amphetamines will help you lose weight.
Thank you. Oh, God. Adderall is, I guess Adderall is the future drug, right? I mean,
nah, it's been hip for a while though.
I think though, like,
what
let's
was
say,
that movie?
Let's say mainstream,
Bradley Cooper,
mainstream like media and magazines, or whatever, picked up on. Now every other week there's a article about, oh, I need Adderall, or I was an Adderall addict, or I need to eat Adderall.
Yeah, fucking couple of the Seahawks a couple seasons ago got in trouble for taking that shit.
Every season, guys are getting busted for eating Adderall.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It does make it easier to get out of bed.
It is literally speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
If
that's
you,
a good correlation.
If you eat an entire 30 milligram pink Adderall, you're going to be fucking
yeah,
speeding.
Fucking
I know a guy who's prescribed 90 of those a month.
What? That there's no way that's fucking legal.
He supposedly needs 90 a month.
Of that much?
His doctor. Let me fucking look at him.
No, but it's not like a crooked ass doctor. Like, he's just a fucking sluggish, depressed weirdo.
That's fucking nuts.
I'm sluggish. I'm depressed. I'll take some Adderall.
That's a controlled substance too, though, right?
Yeah.
They fucking hassle you over that shit nowadays.
Oh yeah. I brought it up to my doctor. When I first brought it up to my doctor, she was like, nope, that's a narcotic.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah, they tell you that same shit when you go to the pharmacy. Oh, it's a controlled substance. Yeah. I can't give you that.
And who puts you in charge of controlling it?
Damn, 30 milligrams of that? Right?
Yeah.
90, huh?
Yeah, 90 a day.
He's not taking them shit. 90 a day?
90 milligrams a day.
Fuck, man.
Well, more than that, 120. He's prescribed 3 a day. 90 a month. Oof. It's crazy.
Damn.
Does he eat?
Yeah. That's, you can eat. It's not like Coke.
I've heard you get like back. You get constipated though, no?
No, it's you're thinking of Vicodin.
Is that all right?
Your doubters make you constipated.
Mm.
Yeah, my brother. I fucking had to yell at my grandmother when my brother was in the hospital a while ago. He fell through a glass door. And
Stone Cold. Speaking of Stone Cold,
exactly. He was trying to be Stone Cold. It was right before WrestleMania 29.
Dick.
But she's just like, well, the doctor's saying he hasn't been going to the bathroom, so they're not going to release him. I was like, maybe they should take him off all the fucking heroin he's on.
Yeah.
She's like, he's not on heroin. I was like, what the fuck do you think all the Vicodin is? He, the kid never did drugs in his entire life.
Yeah. Oh, God. They pumped him full of painkillers?
Yeah, they pumped him full of painkillers. No, and he ate shit for 4 days.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, do you think that shit? I think it's harder for people that have, like, fucking recovered from drugs and shit, and they put them on painkillers. That's got to be worse than if you never done it, right?
I mean, if you're a recovering drug addict, they're not supposed to give you opiates unless it's an extreme situation. You're getting fucking surgery.
I think Favre said when he had the substance abuse shit and then he broke his back a couple years later, they put him back on. And that's when he fucking relapsed.
Yeah, of course.
That's pretty fucking bad.
It's the same shit.
Right, Johnny? Jesus Christ, calm down. I don't even know you're not the same person anymore. You want a bunch of Vicodin?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's party.
What?
Send me over to the listener's house. Fucking
That's what they should be doing at those American parties. Is they should just all be doing Oxycontin. That's a real American party.
What's an American party?
We've talked about it briefly on here. You know, like people around the world are just throwing America-themed parties where they drink out of red Solo cups.
Yeah.
And, they just they eat popcorn. And, look, here's a picture of one from Amsterdam.
Yeah.
God, oh, man,
them bitches are bad.
Hamburgers. They got hula hoops.
It's embarrassing because it's so accurate.
You been to a party with hamburgers? I ain't done that shit in a minute.
Yeah, these just look like parties in America. This chick's pretty hot.
Yo, they have some bad bitches there. The dude looks like
he's
DTF.
American flags.
American pie.
It's a lot of red cups. A lot of people are very confused about why we all drink out of red cups.
Yeah, he looks like Hicks down there. Look at that nigga.
Try not to drop the M-bombs on the show, please. Yeah, that's me if I were in shape. Same beard.
Yeah, you rock shirts like that too sometimes.
Oh, I love rock shirts.
You love your yellow and orange.
Oh, I told you I'm a big Hogan fan.
Yeah, a lot of popcorn.
I don't. Oh, it's because they obese and shit.
Stupid fat Americans.
I think they just don't have corn in places. We just have been having corn way longer. We're just used to it.
We dominate corn, baby.
Here's something. They got these marshmallows dipped in LSD.
Oh, what?
No, with an American flag.
That's not nice. America. That's everyone who likes all this
stuff. Yeah, that's a good time right there.
A lot of basketball jerseys. But yeah, American parties. Not enough Oxycontin.
Not at all.
Yeah, they eat Oxycontin and Marvel movies.
That's how Americans party. Oxycontin and Marvel movies.
We put out a lot of goddamn superhero movies.
Yeah.
It's true. There's like 10 more coming out.
I think like the Chinese are up there with us. Or Japanese. They put up like super, but they do more anime, not live action.
Oh, yeah. There's animes that have like 500 episodes.
God damn, that's a lot.
That's essentially their superhero.
Dragon Ball Z, son.
Go back to that one.
Goku?
What?
That one in the middle was all right, son. All
right, Johnny's just
raiding
talking
the girls at the American
creepily
parties.
About.
That's a bad bitch right there. Think she went home alone? Not with that many burgers.
Yeah, she does have a lot of burgers.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, that is kind of an American party. Hamburgers and beer and red cups. I never seen anybody wear a red cup on their head, though.
Is that like a Sloppy Joe, or is that a burger?
It's a burger. It's a sloppy burger.
Fuck.
It's some crappy European cheeseburger.
Probably rubbed that shit all over her titties and stuff.
Do you have any cheeseburgers when you were in Europe last time?
So hot, son.
Let me think. Yeah, I did have a cheeseburger when I was in Europe last time.
Was he crappy?
No, it's pretty good, actually.
So then why you shit on their burgers?
Because I don't know them.
See, a real American party is these purity balls. That's how we rocking right now.
Oh, that's so fucking stupid. You're basically taking your daughter on a fucking date.
It's creepy.
It's like, you know, like, yeah, she might put out, and then if she offers, what do?
You've seen this
shit,
right?
Your daughter, you don't want to break her heart.
I've heard of purity balls, yeah.
Yeah, it's where they make people, they make little girls promise their fathers in a weird, creepy, religious-like ceremony not to lose their virginity till they get married.
Yeah, and then they came the purity bracelets, like, I promise
purity
not to.
Purity rings or whatever.
Yeah, but look
not
at
to
these...
sucker fuck.
Mm-hmm. Like, this looks like a prom. This dude looks like he's on a date,
man,
with his daughter.
Been,
it's
this has been going on,
creepy.
For a while, these purity
balls.
They're
that,
nuts.
Look at, how, yeah. Look at that one on the
so they started in 98?
Look at the fourth one right there where he's holding up by the neck. Look at, he's going to gun that out.
Oh, here?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this is really creepy.
He's like, yeah. Look how he's kissing on the back of the head, like, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to fuck their daughters.
Hell yeah, man.
How could anybody think this is okay?
Could you imagine they post that shit on Facebook, co-worker don't know, like, oh, you bagged you a young one. That's what's up.
How?
That's my daughter, B. Nah.
Even if you think it's a good idea, right?
It's like, not dope.
Which
you,
I do.
After you see the pictures, don't you then think, wow, I look like a real creep on a date
I think,
with my
wow,
daughter?
I it looks like I really love my daughter
yeah,
in the purest way possible.
Now, it doesn't look very pure to me, though. It looks just
because
like,
we're scumbags. Let's be honest.
Is it because we're scumbags or because
so.
These guys are scumbags?
Nah,
it's a
not
scummy
at all.
Thing to do to make a fucking 12-year-old girl sign a fucking vow to, never, to not lose
they
her
They go
virginity.
That young as 12-year-olds?
Some of them are fucking
think, yeah,
pretty young. Some of these
go,
girls are 16, but they have them every year to reaffirm their fucking pledge. But some of these girls are fucking real. Look at this girl.
You think,
she's very young.
You think daddy's ever checked to make sure they're not lying?
Oh, she sticks something in there to make sure that fucking hymen's intact?
Like, guys, seriously, you're going to be
what?
This crude.
But I mean... It seems if you're that fucking insane
might
about
well
keeping
check.
Your daughter a virgin, that you might be doing that.
You're saying that the hymen checks is what
yeah,
you're talking
about. Yeah, I think
maybe
they might buddy. Be doing hymen checks.
A little bit.
What if they pop the hymen during the check?
Well, they've been
well then I guess
feel bad.
Them and the daughter are both going to hell.
Yeah.
You got to be very careful with a hymen check.
What if a tampon pops the hymen? They're not getting
yeah,
any...
I guess that girl's going to hell. Then. She better
yeah,
avoid horseback
buddy.
Riding, too.
Oh, who goes horseback riding these days?
I mean, this guy with the cowboy hat who's got his daughter at the fucking purity
That's his
ball.
Granddaughter. That cannot be his daughter.
It's probably his girlfriend.
Or maybe it's a fucking sex slave he bought off the internet. I don't know.
He looks like the type. He looks like the guy who was shooting off guns in The Simpsons, the oil guy.
The oil tycoon and shit.
Or the guy that Kramer gambles with at the airport.
Oh, yeah, that's a
You know, he showed up again when Kramer tried to sell him those Cuban guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the rollers and shit.
Yeah. I forgot. I was like, all right, that guy's made two episodes.
He wasn't on the last
He was like one of Kramer's guys. Like, Kramer, like, kept in touch with that dude to fucking hang out with
He was the
new
him. Bob Sacamano.
He was.
Or Franklin Romano Delanowski.
Remember me, man, Panette. RIP to Mr. Panette. He passed away on Sunday and shit.
Very sad.
Damn, man. Very funny sad. Dude. Like, I know he's a big guy, but he was a funny, nice guy, too, man. Met him once and shit. Really nice guy.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I really
yeah.
didn't like the way you snitched on Jerry like that.
Yeah.
What's funny is, all right, so we're talking about John Panette, who was a stand-up comedian
yeah,
who passed
man.
Away last weekend.
Good
what
dude.
People probably most know him for, he was in the series finale of Seinfeld. He was the fat guy that they were videotaping and making fun of as he was getting, carjacked, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he pointed them out saying that they didn't help.
Yeah, that Good Samaritan
and eventually,
yeah,
and eventually they, you know, went to prison at the end of the series finale. What's funny is that what they went to jail for or whatever in the episode, which is totally ridiculous, that
thing.
Happens every single day and upload to YouTube constantly.
Oh, wow. No shit.
You know, like just people like this is just literally crimes going on, like, you know,
yeah,
assaults
yeah.
and fucking destruction of property and people just commenting and dicking around on it. It's so it's
you
so
shouldn't
weird.
Be. You shouldn't. It's not your job to get involved in a crime.
But at one point, that was an actual thing, right? Like a Good Samaritan law and shit.
I have no idea.
They've tried to pass it in places, but it won't. It'll never get passed.
It will never get passed as long as I'm alive.
That never
Trust
fucking
me.
Made sense.
You're gonna
to
fight
me.
It. We're gonna need a lot of Adderall to fight this Good Samaritan law.
Where's that crooked doctor? You know, that give us 400 pills a week, a month, whatever it is, whatever the denomination is.
Yeah, good dude though, man. RIP, man.
Where'd you meet him, Johnny?
He was over at fucking the High Comedy Club and shit on 42nd. He was doing a set one time, and he was like, he actually talked to people after the set and shit. You know, of course, you got somebody heckling him about. He's always been a big guy.
Yeah,
and they were heckling about, but a lot of people knew him off of Seinfeld and shit. I think he was he in Revenge of the Nerds or Police Academy franchise.
He did. I don't know.
Oh, was he on Married with Children? I remember seeing him on one of them.
I heard Key and Peele is bringing back Police Academy.
They are.
That should be. Oh, hell yeah. Nice.
About that?
About time somebody bought that fucking guy from.
You're going to put Steve Guttenberg in it?
They have to. He's got to be the commissioner and shit.
Mahoney's son?
Damn.
He hasn't really worked much. He did that one episode of Party Down. He hasn't done really much else since those Police Academy movies.
He's very picky about his roles.
Yeah.
Because I've heard he's been offered mad shit and he just doesn't take it.
Yeah, I'm sure he could have done like a scary movie or something like
that. He was in Cocoon.
Oh, yeah, was that
damn,
after?
Damn, son. Oh, well, how fucking long was that? Like 80 what? Or 90?
Three Men and a Little Lady.
Oh, I forgot that, right. Was that the gangbang one or?
Stop it, Johnny. You know what that movie is.
As long as we're on the subject of people we haven't heard from in a while.
Yeah.
I got a bizarre
awesome segue.
I got a bizarre Facebook message from our former producer, Nico.
Former? I say current.
Is he our current producer?
Yeah, might as well be.
Yeah, this show really needs a producer.
We do need a producer. We absolutely do. Somebody to, you know, do some audio, whatever. But he's just sent me a message on Facebook that says, I work on a farm and remove chicken organs.
What time did he send you the message?
1 a.m.
He was drunk. I love
it. Oh, no, it's 1 p.m.
Oh, he was definitely could have been drunk. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just pulling out chicken guts.
He was a nurse at one point. I think he still does that with that shit on the side. Like, he'd call me drunk and
shit. That's his side business? He pulls out chicken guts on
a
farm?
He has a cousin or uncle that owns a farm or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. He gave me some of the meat off the farm before.
What?
That's pretty creepy. That's even creepier than him just hitting me up to tell me that.
What? I never heard that.
He just sent you some meat in the mail?
Is it emu meat?
The meat was a little fatty. I'm not going to fuck
it. Just saying. I never heard that one before, though. He fucking actually sent you some meat, huh?
He came by Ron and Fez. And
just dropped off meat?
He dropped off some meat, yeah.
I got to, did he just, like, call up and go, I got some meat for Pepper downstairs?
No, he was, we had booked him to come on, and he came on with a cooler full of meat.
He bought it as a gift.
That's not weird at all.
I don't know.
Paid tribute. Little fatty meat he gave, you know, could have been nicer and shit.
I just thought it was weird that he hit me up out of nowhere, and that's all he said.
You know why he don't fucking hit you up, and he hit you up out of nowhere? Because it's shit like this. He was nice enough to read out shit, and you put, okay. Ain't talked to a motherfucker in a while. I'm like, how's it going, buddy?
He could ask me how I was doing. I thought he was fucking with me.
No, man.
Bro, come you know on, he was man. Feeding you human meat.
See, I'd be fine with that. I mean, I don't have a big taboo against cannibalism.
If you didn't know what it was, you wouldn't really give a fuck anyway.
I mean, if someone offered me human meat, I'd probably try it.
I don't think you would.
Yeah, I would.
Think so?
Yeah.
On the bone?
Sure.
Nah, you fucking wild
out. If the meat looked like good, like, all right, that looks like a well-cooked piece of meat. All right. Yeah,
It probably would, actually. Like, if you fuck it, you'd have to put it in an oven.
It's supposed to be
pork,
like pork, right?
Right?
You're supposed to be like pork?
Yeah.
That's what they say. Plump and all that shit. Yeah. If I didn't know, I guess I'd try it. If I knew, I don't think I would, though.
If I didn't know, I would try it.
About that meat. So, what's up?
I mean, you know, couldn't be that bad, right?
I don't think so.
Is this a weird thing to say?
Nah, that's what you do, son. You're fine. That's who you are. All
right,
I don't think it's that weird. I think I would probably try it.
You've talked about this many a time.
Yeah, I don't think I would murder a person to taste their
sweet. Oh, no, I wouldn't murder someone just to eat
matter
them.
Matter of fact,
a good long pig, a nice piece of long pig.
Yeah, you fucking freaked us out because you knew terminology and shit.
I thought Mr. Fantasy Reader would know the term long pig. How was the season premiere of Game of Thrones?
It was good.
What the fuck?
Enjoyable.
Trying to get it off me being a cannibal. I'm trying to change the subject.
Just wash it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. It was good. But yeah, I know what's going to happen, but you know, everything was great.
Oh,
yeah.
You read the books, right?
Yes. Yeah,
heard you couldn't figure out the board game, though.
Couldn't figure out the board game. But probably shouldn't try to play a board game that doesn't use dice when you're all messed up.
Oh, man.
Well, what does it use? You just get a turn and you.
You have to do things and move units. I don't know. It's really tough.
You're moving units?
It's a lot of hearts.
It's like a sex game. Like Game of Thrones has a lot of sex and shit.
Yeah, it's a sex game, actually. You draw a card, masturbate into fucking the Lannister's face.
That makes sense.
All right, great. This is awesome.
That's what's up, son.
No, that was a joke. It wasn't real.
Oh.
But what was even better was. Mike Judge's new TV show, Silicon Valley, that came on after Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's a Mike Judge show?
That's Mike Judge.
I love all the shit he does. That's my man.
It's hysterical.
They put the whole thing on YouTube for free for people to watch that don't have HBO,
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, the first episode's up on YouTube. HBO put it up.
Yeah, they did that with Steve Merchant's show, too. Did that get picked up or no?
I don't know if it's coming back.
It got canceled.
That was hilarious.
It got canceled, dude. I'm sorry.
Did anybody else watch it?
I saw like maybe one or two episodes there on YouTube. I thought it was good. I like Steve Merchant.
Check out Silicon Valley. It's hysterical.
Yeah, if it's Mike Judge, gotta be fucking.
And for
awesome.
Some reason, it seems like that's really how it is in Silicon Valley, the way Mike Judge makes it look.
No, yeah, he fucking gets people down pat. Like, to be fair, that fucking, what was that one with
King of the Hill?
Not King of the Hill. That
Idiocracy,
movie.
Office yeah. Space.
Idiocracy. He kind of has that. It's crazy how like on point he is with some of that shit.
Yeah, that's the future.
That's fucking
smart.
Insane.
People don't have children.
Yeah, buddy.
That's why I have six that no one knows about.
Yeah, but you're smart enough to not let anybody find you. Just give it fake names.
See?
You're like, yeah, baby, I'm John Panette. That's not going to work for you anymore.
Man, what?
That's not going to work for
you
anymore.
Dick.
Poo.
Oh, man.
Johnny, you sent me this article about Al Sharpton being a snitch.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. You want to tell me about it?
All right, so basically, they had up on a smoking gun that he was an informant in the fucking mid-80s. I didn't even know he was a fucking concert and boxing promoter. It's a lot of shit I know about him.
What? Was he like Don King's protege?
Yo, he was cool. He worked with James Brown, and he was like cool with Don King and shit. So, yeah, he's a snitch.
He's a scumbag if you're cool. If you're down with
snitch.
Don King.
But not James Brown. Did he snitch on James Brown?
I don't know if James Brown did anything dirty, but fuck
wait,
bitches.
On mob families, he was snitching, right?
Yeah, that doesn't make. I like, especially back in the 80s, I used to call it moolies and shit. I didn't even know y'all really worked together. I thought that was like just like from.
What are you saying? Yeah, don't involve me in.
Let's be honest situation. Here. If it was the 80s, we'd know what kind of guy you'd be.
Paid?
You wouldn't be talking to blacks too much. Maybe you'd have a Nino Brown running around some
Apparently,
shit.
Apparently, I'd be talking to Al Sharpton.
Yes, you would.
And he'd be snitching on me.
Of course, he said, "Oh, my fucking briefcase," and I wasn't knowing. Like I talked with them, but
Al Sharpton was in the
me.
Pilot for the first 48. Apparently,
no shit.
No, it was a joke.
I didn't give it.
Because oh the first 48, God. Black people snitch on people. That's like
yeah,
pretty much
know.
Core theme of that show.
Snitching or like covering your ass. It depends how you look at it. You got a motherfucker running around with a shotgun, shooting people in the face. Ain't really snitch.
Look, dude, I still have one of those "Stop Snitching" T-shirts. I live by
them shits
it.
Never run out, man.
Well, it's not like they're hard to fucking make. It's a stop sign. Throw snitching on underneath it.
I like the one that is a no parking anytime sign, and it says no snitching anytime. Just change it up a little bit.
That's good. That's good. It's old school.
People should be snitching less, I feel.
I don't know. There's a lot of unsolved murders in the city. I think they've solved more crimes, but not the fucking. So the cold cases get solved more, but the current shits are going to be like some like 5-10 years old. It's pretty bad.
I feel like there's a lot more missing people in the city. But
that's what I'm saying.
Or maybe it's just there's more people putting up more signs because ever since that kid, the autistic kid, went missing in Long Island City.
I have noticed a few more. There was like some hipster that went missing. Down
some white
in the,
dude with glasses?
Yeah, down
Queens,
in
right?
The McKibben Lofts. No, yeah. Down in Williamsburg.
Yeah. There's some other guy that just went missing that there's a bunch of signs up for.
I mean, these are clearly people who are just getting killed, right, and just dropped somewhere. They're not actually going missing. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Grown men don't get kidnapped.
Well, I don't know.
Grown
about
men that don't have any money, definitely.
Well, I was going to say, because that rabbi dude, remember that rabbi dude that burned alive? He had money. He had a lot of debts, too.
Well, actually, I did hear about, right by the bar I work at, in Queens, some guy was being held in a warehouse for like 6 weeks. Some dudes from like Ecuador just
I remember
shit,
that story.
Guatemala,
that was crazy.
They just kidnapped some dude for 6 weeks and just held him there. They gave him like extra food on his birthday. He was like, they treated me fairly well, but they just kidnapped me and assumed I had money.
I think the only reason they got fucking busted was because they had a delivery guy to a building where like there's nobody at. I think that's how I got busted. Some crazy
Maybe,
shit like that.
But yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers got you know, if you got money, people should really know
about. So there was a dude kidnapped in a warehouse for 6 weeks right near where you work.
Yeah, in an empty warehouse.
And you didn't help.
I didn't know he was there.
You're a bad person.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't that be awesome if they got food from your joint and that's what they were feeding them? That'd be pretty good publicity.
That would be good publicity.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad that didn't happen.
I don't know. You could have fucking embellished a little bit. Go to New York one, like, yo, he loves our food, man.
A delicious
I know that.
Pork sandwich.
It is a delicious sandwich.
Could have fucking offered him like some sponsorship deal. Like, you say they fed you our pork sandwich, we looked the other way and shit.
The only thing you look forward to throughout your captive day was this pork sandwich.
It got me through lonely nights and shit.
Oh, and the beef
Maybe to get Tom
and the
Hanks
homemade
to play
beef jerky.
Did you saw that deal or no?
Yeah.
Nice.
Stanley's a big fan of the jerky.
Oh, it's great.
The homemade one?
Thanks for the endorsement.
It is. It's delicious. Go to fucking Dutch Kills, Long Island City. Order the beef jerky. You will not be disappointed. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Who else loves it? Who's the celebrity chef who loves your jerky?
Emeril Lagasse actually enjoyed
it. No shit. Enjoyed it? Wow, look at that. Yeah. You've never brought that up before. That's pretty fucking big.
He's not going to brag about himself, but I'll help him out.
Thank you, Stanley. I did tell him about it.
Okay.
Go to Dutch. If you're in New York City, you go to Dutch Kills. You pop in the kitchen and say, "What up, Chris? Let me get some jerky."
I'd be like, "Why the fuck are you in my kitchen? Go sit at the table."
All right, don't go in the chicken, but order. Don't go in the chicken. What the hell am I talking about? Don't go in the kitchen, but do order the jerky. Go to and get yourself some cocktails. This is a live read for the bar.
Good, right? Yeah, fuck.
I'm glad we're doing that now. Finally get something out of this fucking thing.
Dutch Kills, delicious cocktails, even more delicious jerky. As you'll see that right in the door, right above the place. No, you won't. I'm lying. But I'm not lying about the jerky and the cocktails, though. That's all good stuff. I might even be in the kitchen drinking in the corner, being in everyone else's way.
Is that Pepper Hicks? Well, you could be like a star attraction on special nights and shit, like, meet Pepper Hicks from the Ron and Fez show.
I don't think you would like that.
You don't have to tell him. Just let yo come over and get some free jerky. While he fucking gorges, you fucking have people stare at him and shit.
I was tricked. At least I'll have some more jerky, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You're listening to High Society Radio. On the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. Our Twitter is at HS Radio Show. The Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And the Reddit is reddit.com/r/High Society Radio.
You know what's weird nowadays and shit?
What's weird, son?
You know what we fucking talking about, like, going to Burning Man?
Hell yeah.
At our age, that's pretty fucking acceptable, right? But, like, let's say we want to go to spring break. Wouldn't that be fucking like, oh, you too old for that shit, though?
I mean, people do it.
Yeah, but, like, you get labeled too old for shit. Like, I ain't in front of it. I think after 35, you shouldn't be doing certain shit.
It's the worst thing ever. The New York Post profiled older dudes in their 30s and late 20s to, like, late 30s who are, their vacation for the year is going to spring break to pick up co-eds. 18-year-old, 19-year-old girls.
Well, it works because they can get them into bars or get them booze and shit. So it's a fair trade-off.
This is predator behavior, John.
Not at all. They're legal. How the fuck are you a predator if it's legal, son? Explain that to me.
These are older men who can't pick up women their own age.
Barely,
it's
men.
Sad.
30, unless you're 35, you're like still a teenager and shit.
He's got 15 years on this dumb fucking girl.
Yeah, there's profiles,
in here, Stanley, of
guys who, like, they'll book large suites at the W Hotel just to impress, you know, 19, 20-year-old girls.
Son.
And they'll tell them, I have a suite. You want to go do some blow or something? Just bring them back.
Ain't nobody their age group doing that, Daddy. Probably doing that at Motel 6, fucking bumping Adderall like a savage.
That sounds fun too, though.
Yeah, not for them, no. You want to impress a bitch, however young they might be.
So you're for this. You're all about going down to fucking
for
Daytona
for me, no.
Or Cancun, and let just me. You. But you think it's perfectly fine for a guy in their mid 30s to go hit on a 19-year-old girl?
They leave,
and like,
yeah,
they
not?
Say the fact. There's one guy who says he's like she's never seen a hotel room like that. She probably lives in a room with a bunk bed.
What? That, see? He's showing them a good
that's
time. Like
these guys look. Here's a picture. They look
explain
like
to me
scumbags.
How that's scummy. How is showing a girl
look at these
a good
guys.
Time?
Look at these guys.
They look like some of your friends, to be honest with you.
Yeah, my friends are scumbags.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with that then.
Awful. This article is hysterical and depressing at
it
the
is
same
a bit,
time.
Like, to be fair, you the old dude at the party at that point, too.
And
that's,
by their own choice,
sad.
They want to be the old dude at the party because they think they have money and they can throw it around.
Well, they know they're going to bang. Too, so it's like,
yeah,
you know.
I'm sure one girl will bang them.
Yeah, so you have that
time.
Percentage and shit. There you go.
It's almost rape.
Almost.
Well, it's almost statutory rape.
Almost ain't illegal. So there you go.
Yeah, this was a terrible article. Good work. Good work on the Post though for finding guys who would willingly talk about this.
Yeah, I can't believe anybody. If I found out one of my friends, I'd just be like. In general, I think people who are just going out, if you're going on vacation just to get laid, it's kind of fucking tacky if you're over the age of 25 in general. Like, even if you're going to fuck women your own age.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying there.
Like, I feel like those are the guys who never get laid, or the guys who are like, yo, man, did you pack condoms? Like,
God.
I didn't pack condoms, you fucking
shit.
Loser.
Oh, fuck.
What kind of weirdo uses condoms?
That's what I'm saying. That's some whack shit right there, B. Pump it strong, pump it raw, B.
What?
Yeah.
As long as you pee right after, you can't catch anything.
That's what they say. And I trust in that shit. I'm fucking HIV free. I got tested. 15 minutes.
One of these guys has a quote on here. I could run around New York City and bang as many girls as I do on spring break, but it's just not the same feeling. You're out in the sun. The all-inclusive thing is great. I don't have to buy girls drinks. That's a fucking code right there.
Oh, wow.
It's always a great time. I never come back wondering why I did that.
You know he's front. You know he's buying mad drinks. They running that tab on his ass. He's buying his.
No, if you go down to Cancun, everybody's on an all-inclusive deal.
It's not like the cruise ship. That's why
Cancun is all-inclusive. Cancun is just a giant all-inclusive.
Oh, all right.
Gated party zone for white people.
Yeah, but that's why they won't let, like, you can't bring chicks back. You have to have, like, a certain thing that you can, you have to be able to bribe, like, hotel guys to be able to bring girls back because they won't let people from other hotels in the hotel because everything is all inclusive.
Oh, nice.
All the best buffet style foods and bottom shelf liquors.
Yeah, you read that shit like a real commercial, like one of those fucking old school cruise ship commercials and stuff.
Do you like buffet food and cheap Mexican beer? Come to Cancun.
Powdered eggs and Tecate.
Yeah, a 35-year-old will most likely have sex with you, whether you want him to or not, because he's a self-described baller.
You know what's crazy, too? Like, they wake up in the morning, they're just trying to chat. Like, yo, you want to get breakfast or something? Call up your friends and see if we could all hang out. He just wants the party to keep going.
Oh, my God.
That's a sad existence. Some travel right agent there,
was calling it pathetic because you could always tell the group of old dudes. Because they're getting they're always in those clubs. All those spring break clubs, there's, like, the bottle service where they put the sparklers on the bottles. You can always tell, like, the table full of old dudes because they order mad bottles so that girls look at them.
Oh, that's so sad.
At that point, just spend that money on a hooker.
Yeah. You'd like right by Tijuana and shit. Fucking bowl up and go to Tijuana.
Yeah. Go on a nice vacation to somewhere where you can relax.
Go on one of those predator fucking trips.
If you could run around New York just banging chicks, I mean, why don't you just do that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because he's really doing
that. Yeah, because that statement was a lie.
Yeah. That's the life he's living.
But it was in the newspaper.
Yeah, it's in the Post. Right. Excellent point.
If the Post says so, it has to be true. I don't get it, man.
To be fair, though, technically we're in that demographic now, right? Like, we're the old dudes at the bar and shit, no?
Yeah. We're not the old dudes at the bar if you go to a bar that's not full of 20-year-olds.
That Blarney Stone shit we go to is always, like, underage and...
Yeah, but it's cheap. And it's nearby.
What underage bar do you guys go to?
Fucking
We told you about it. It's like...
It's Blarney Stone, isn't it?
Something like... It's some Irish bar.
Let me not say Blarney Stone, because that's a cool spot. But that other Blarney spot, it's quite scummy.
It's a place... over Midtown, and every time we go there, there's just all of us. We'll be there just drinking, and it'd be like, it seems like an old man bar, and then all of a sudden there's
just underage
large
girls.
Group of fucking 18-year-old kids just getting shit hammered.
Or fucking washed-up strippers like the last time.
Yeah,
them broads in there. Hokamania doesn't die.
What the hell do you guys do after you leave here?
We go to the cheapest possible bars we could find, and we get drunk.
Sometimes we wish our co-captain would come out and hang.
Yeah, it would be nice.
I
like, yo, Stanley would fucking enjoy these 18-year-old broads in the back just giggling.
Yeah, it's great.
Listen, man, it's a team-building exercise if we all go out together.
That's what I'm saying.
We're going to Cancun.
I don't know. I got spring break coming up shortly.
Oh, yeah, you do, right?
Yeah. I'm staying home.
Hell yeah, spring break. Woo!
Drinking beer, jacking off.
Dude's night out.
Fuck yeah. Now, pretending like, because I know now my boys either hang out Thursday or Saturday. That's the time you run into people our age group and shit. Friday nights is a young crowd. Saturday, we don't go to clubs. I don't go to clubs, period. My boy still does.
I go out drinking on Mondays and Tuesdays.
We do that.
You know why? Those Mondays off.
Yeah. Well, any day is your day off when you want it to be, too. You have that luxury and shit.
Not really.
You don't really care sometimes.
I'll take a day off.
I'll call
off.
You up and be like, yeah, did you go
you
to work?
You gotta take a Chris day.
Every once in a while, I do. I take a nice day for myself.
Mani pedi, all that shit.
I'll get a nice little mani pedi. Go get a haircut. Get a hot towel shave.
Nice.
You gotta treat yourself sometimes, Johnny. Yeah. Have a nice meal.
Yeah, no, I know you fucking enjoy the meals and shit. Was you gonna puke the other day? You had like a fucking. Didn't you tell me you had like $60 worth of sushi or some crazy shit like that?
I did have $60 worth.
You fucking insane, son.
That's a lot of sushi.
You're gonna eat a fucking blowfish one day and die.
Nah.
That almost happened to Homer on The Simpsons, son.
He went to a shitty. So I go to a nice sushi place.
Damn. And then, like, you didn't get the shits, but you looked like you couldn't, like, you looked like you were fucking done off, too.
Nah, I was fine.
Mm.
I probably could have used a dump, I'm not gonna lie. Eat a bunch of sushi after not eating all day. Eat anything after not eating all day.
Yeah.
Shit, John. Yeah. You're gonna have to shit.
We had a good time at the other fucking ball.
Oh yeah, we got
that was we got Rip Roaring Drunk. That was really nice. What?
Didn't you have work the next day?
I did, and I showed up. I was an hour and 30 minutes late, but I made up my time like a gentleman.
Oh my god!
Fucking took a nap in the break room. I was fine. Wore my shades and shit. Like, what up, kids? Don't do drugs. That's all you got to do in high school.
That's true. They shouldn't do drugs.
That's what I'm saying.
They're too young. They don't. They shouldn't be having the awesomeness of drugs in their life yet.
No, what? Let's not pretend high school's all fucking well and dandy.
It's true.
I don't know.
You can tell a lot about the kids when you meet the parents. That's one of my rules and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You should write a book on parenting or child rearing.
Show's over?
That's it for us tonight.
All right, well, everybody should go out and get the virus scan app.
What's the virus scan app?
That's the fucking greatest scam ever, where some guys just put up an app, and it's the number one selling shit in the Android App Store now. All it does is it runs an X to a check to make sure that there's no viruses, but it actually does nothing, and it costs $4, and it's been downloaded over 10,000 times in the last 6 weeks.
Oh, that's awesome.
These guys made fucking $40,000.
Oh, they take it down?
It just took it down today.
Oh, I was going to buy that. Well, I wanted to make sure my phone didn't have any viruses on it.
Now you're joyous.
But it doesn't work, though.
Is it, the check says otherwise, Chris.
Yeah, it's true. That's what the check is for.
If there's a check there, it has to be working.
It's a great scam. We should have thought of it.
I know. We're just falling behind big time. We have to get into this whole app thing.
Apps, I'm telling you.
You read that shit I sent you?
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what you're talking about at all.
Well, we'll figure that out after we're done here. I don't know why they're whispering to each other.
I don't know why they're whispering to each other. It seems kind of gay.
It's a little weird, dude. I'm just going to tell you. People are talking about you now.
I don't give a shit. Put my dick in your mouth, too, if I feel like it.
What?
Seems excessive.
Good luck. Good luck trying to get that dick in my mouth.
Oh, that's a challenge.
You
go like
by down? You go by down?
Andy Dufresne style. This has gotten very awkward.
Just bite that dick, Stanley.
Well, you've been listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. Twitter.com/HSRadioShow.
NewTrashCity.com.
NewTrashCity.com.
Yeah. iTunes.com/NewTrashCity.
Facebook.com/High Society Radio.
Stitcher.
Search New Trash City on all your podcast apps.
MySpace. We're everywhere.
MySpace.com/High Society.
It's a whole bunch of stuff. It's all good.
Pinterest.com/High Society.
Are we on there?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I pinned one thing.
What'd you pin?
Very good.
I think some milk porn.
Nice. That's a good fucking porn.
They took it down.
Oh.
Good, because I don't want us to associate with
me. Too low brow, eh?
We're social mediaing the fuck out of shit. Snapchat. I'm just putting out pictures of my dick all day.
How does that help us?
We love dick pics on Snapchat. That's what it's all about. That's what the fuck they made the app for. It's $2 billion worth of dick pics. That's
three. I think three. Woo! Billion. And they turned it down.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
When you got all that dick, you got some pride, son.
I guess.
Disappearing dick.
All right, we're out. All right, we're out. I'm Chris Pepperhicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Bye.
Say goodbye.